Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. We will take you all the way up until game time. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Are you legitimately concerned about the Eagles? Is the question yes or no? Ike, where do you think the poll is at?
No. I'd say 70% no.
52% no.
Wow.
Yeah. People a little worried.
Yeah.
A little worried. A little worried.
Yeah, they're at their loss. I hear.
We haven't talked at all today so far about the defense. It was a weird game yesterday from the defense. It's like when I'm watching the defense, I see players playing well. I see Zach Bond playing well. Drew Makuba, it got wiped out because of the personal foul or the penalty on Bond. But nice stop from Makuba. Mm-hmm. Quinyon Mitchell, every ball they caught on him looked like a perfectly thrown ball and a difficult catch. It just seems like, and this goes back to last year, when a team needs to drive on us in the fourth quarter, they do it. You know, and Denver scored, 18 points in the fourth quarter yesterday?
Yeah.
So, overall, they scored 21 points. You should be able to, right? They scored 21?
Yeah.
Overall, you should be able to win that game if you give up 21 points at home to the Broncos. But I'm just having trouble getting a feel for how good the defense is.
It's still a developing defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an evolving defense. I don't think you see the finished product right now. They still got a lot of young players over there. They got guys that are playing with each other for the first time. I thought they did a decent job yesterday for the most part. You got no complimentary football from their offense. I mean, the defense was out there 70 snaps. It was 80-some degrees, 70 snaps. Your offense is throwing the ball every series, three and outs, no taking no time off the clock. You basically help wear your own defense down.
Well, and somebody made a really good point. When Sean Payton goes for two there, first of all, ballsy call, I thought, for him to go. But somebody said, look, the Eagles' defense is gassed at this point, and that is the time to do it. I thought that was shows you McVay sort of a coward in situations like that, and Payton deciding to go for it there just shows that guy's still a good coach. I thought that was a ballsy call right there.
I got two quick ones for you, Ike.
Yeah.
Is Jordan Davis slowing down, and what are you seeing from Jalen Carter?
Not seeing a whole lot from Jalen Carter. Don't know how much the whole shoulder injury thing is still bothering him. And whether or not, when will he be 100%, it's hard to get healthy during the season because you're constantly playing, you're constantly practicing. So, you know, that's a little discouraging. I was calling for a Jalen Carter game yesterday in the pregame show because I'm like, yeah, Jalen has made a play or two here or there, but he hasn't necessarily put his imprint on a football game yet. And when you have the type of talent that Jalen Carter has and the expectations we had for him this year, you don't expect him to go unheard from over 2-3 weeks of football. And that's pretty much what it's been. He's been almost recognized more for personal fouls than he had been for big plays. Now, he blocked the kick last week, the first kick that got blocked. That was him before Jordan got the other piece of it. But just not enough from Jalen Carter. And Jordan Davis, when you get a 70-play defensive snap day, Fritzy, not going to hear from the big fella a whole lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot of plays.
It was just surprising. They got ran on pretty good.
Yeah.
In the middle portion and late portion of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to
especially
seeing
especially late well, in that yeah. game because, that, and that's what I'm saying, a guy like that, at best, 40, 45 plays is what he should be playing a game.
By the way,
to get the most out of him, I'm talking about Jordan Davis.
And that's not the first time we've been run on. I mean, the Rams ran on us really well. The Bucks ran on us pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't remember the Cowboys doing it or
they,
not.
Well, Miles Sanders broke that big
right,
one on us.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been from a run defense standpoint. And the thing about Jalen Carter is you know, I'm at home. You know, and I have the TV on, and normally you hear the national broadcasters, you'll hear them say, they'll focus. Jalen Carter is somebody they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And you hear them hardly talking about Jalen Carter during the game. So the fact that he's not blowing up plays at all shows you something.
Yeah, Thursday night's game will not be easy. It's a short week. It's a divisional opponent. I will not look past the New York Giants. And that's the way the Eagles had better be viewing this game. Because it's a lot easier to go into this mini bye week at 5-1 versus going into this mini bye week with two straight losses.
And one of them being to one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
The Giants. I mean, that team sucks.
Yeah.
They are dying.
But it's the NFL.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the NFL.
Oh, no. I agree.
It's the NFL.
I agree.
Yeah,
well,
the NFL.
I thought Saquon, I think, is the best talker on the team. Usually he's really, really honest. And he said something after the game yesterday. He said, this is the first real adversity we've had in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see how we respond to real adversity. Adversity being a loss. You know that game on Thursday, that whether he says or not, that game's always gonna mean something to Saquon.
Yeah.
You know, and the Giants are fighting for their season at this point. You know?
No, I totally agree. And, I mean, listen, when you're the only game on, nobody wants to be embarrassed at home on national TV.
No.
Everybody's watching. So that's a team that – and if the Eagles aren't clicking, you're not intimidating anybody. So they look at you and say, oh, this team is beatable. See, that's the way teams look at the Eagles, the way they won four games.
Yep.
They didn't blow teams out by two and three touchdowns.
Yep.
Right? They've squeaked by in these games. And I guarantee you these head coaches – when they start their game plan weeks, they're telling you this team can be had. This team has been living high off the hog. They've been reading their press clippings.
Yeah.
They're down there fighting against each other. That's what you do.
Yeah.
When you're the opposing team.
Yeah,
when you're the opposing team, they're ripe for the picking. This team is ready to lose.
215-592-9494. Get to your calls. Also, Nick Sirianni speaks right after, right coming up next, right around 3:15. We are at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Many, many.
Hartman.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. We're at the Deborah Hartman Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. We will bring you Nick Sirianni's press conference momentarily, the coach's press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. Big game tonight for the Phils. It is do or die tonight for the Phils. You cannot go back to Los Angeles down 2-0. It is, I mean, to say it is the biggest start of Jesus Luzardo's career, I think would be an understatement, a big spot for him. Really glad that he has looked like he has down the stretch going into this game, right? I mean, as he's gotten stronger, he seems like he's in the right mindset. Excited to see what Luzardo does tonight.
And they seem like they're ready to throw the kitchen sink at him. Now, how does that mean that they handle him? Do they try to yank him a little early, try to get creative? It kind of feels like they're getting ready for one of those, you know, Rob Thompson just pulling every lever he can out of the bullpen type games, which he did game one of the DS against the Braves 2 years in a row, game one of the World Series in 2022, where it seems like they're gearing up towards throwing everyone tonight.
How much do you think Rob Thompson regrets not approaching game one that way?
Well, he said he didn't have any regrets.
Yeah. When you throw out there prior to the series starting that Ranger or Nola could be used in some sort of bullpen, right?
Is it possible?
Now he said Ranger wasn't
ready physically.
Could have been that.
Okay,
could have been that. And I think Nola they want to use in an emergency.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he certainly said if you use one, he wouldn't use the other.
Right.
But he did say it could be either or.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just surprised why not do that in game one. Like game one to me, starting a series off as if that's game seven, to me is the way you should do it. Because now today feels like game seven.
Well, and in the postseason, he has traditionally managed every game as we'll worry about tomorrow.
Right.
And especially with the off day. Like that's what made the decision to put Robertson back out there with the off day, meaning you could pretty much air it all out with whoever you wanted. Like that's, I think, was the part that was frustrating for me. So, yeah, I hope that he has some regrets about how he handled it.
Well, the thing I wonder about Ranger is he didn't pitch in the inter-squad game because they said he was still sore with his leg. And I wonder if when he normally throws was then pushed back because of that, and maybe he just wasn't – they didn't feel good about him physically on Saturday night. I wonder if that was one of the reasons they did that. Because it did – he was managing it as if he did not have extra arms.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Totally agree.
215-592-9494. We will 215-9494. We will bring you Nick Sirianni's press conference as soon as he starts speaking, which will be soon. He was supposed to start 4 minutes ago, so it'll be soon. Joel in South Carolina. Joel, you're on WIP.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the AJ Brown and Jalen Hurst thing. They both have C's on their chest, so I kind of feel like they need whatever personal issues they got, they need to just set it aside and just talk about it as captains and leaders of the team. Because attitude is a lot of – it's, like, effective. So, like, if them two are not talking, what's that saying for the other people on the team? Like, okay, well, you know, they're not doing this, so why should I do this? So I feel like they need to sit down and just, like, kind of talk it out from a professional standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, you would think something like that would be easily fixed. Listen, I'm not there, so I don't know what the issues could be, but if I were just to leave it to football, I don't know why this isn't something that hasn't been communicated or worked out from a verbal standpoint. If that's what needs to be done, if there's extra work that needs to be done, then you stay after practice and you get extra work in. If that's what needs to be done, like, I don't know. It seems to me that the issue seems to be coming from one side and not from both sides.
It's coming from AJ.
That's obvious. That's the one that's seemingly has been unhappy.
Well, and
so unless he expresses what he's unhappy about and then they figure out how to get it fixed. If it's just give me the ball more, I don't know if that's not what the quarterback should be focused on. The quarterback should not be focused on, I got to get you the ball so you're happy.
Right.
Yeah. And And we don't know. And you know what? Yeah, after the game, I give Elliott credit for asking. He asked AJ, you know, what happened on the play where he slowed up. Mm-hmm. And AJ answered. And then Elliott pushed him a little bit. And then he said, after the play, did you and Jalen talk about the mix-up? And AJ said, no. It's just such a weird answer.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
John.
I was going to say, going along with that, like, if AJ wants the ball mode, but he's not communicating, Jalen's looking downfield, reading, going through his progressions. If he doesn't see something that AJ's seeing and they don't communicate that, how are they going to get that fixed? If AJ wants the ball mode, he needs to talk to Jalen and be like, hey, this is what's going on. You know, I'm open over here. But if they're not communicating, Jalen got other things on his mind. He's getting rushed because our offensive line can't block. So he's trying to...
All right, Joel, we got to go to Nick Sirianni, who is speaking now.
John, and then we'll go to Ed.
Hey, Nick. Wanted to revisit the deep shots. You mentioned you had to take a look at it. I know you mentioned the reroute at the stop, but at the top of the route, you think it was a tracking issue? You just got to sort of run through it.
No. Again, I look back at that and definitely see the reroute, affected us. That's for sure. That's what defenses do. I mean, sometimes you're expecting a certain look. They give you a different look, or they reroute within the middle of it. That definitely affected it. I'm not here to assign blame to. We're just looking for solutions. That's what we're doing. That's what today was about. That's what the rest of the week will be about, to find solutions. But I definitely think that the reroute affected the play. So hats off to them.
We'll go to Ed and then Rube.
Yeah, hi, Nick.
Hey, Ed.
Just to ask you about Jalen Hurts. He only had the two runs yesterday. I think that's only the fourth time in his career where he's carried it so few times. Was he 100% healthy, or was it just something Denver was doing to kind of limit him and keep him contained?
Yeah, I think you saw a couple things that we did where, you know, whether they were RPOs or whatnot, that, you know, he was able to have the receiver in the flat, or the tight end in the flat, or the running back in the flat. When you have that ability to get that to that playmaker in the flat, you take it. So, we're always looking for the best mode to attack a defense. Sometimes that's, you know, with Jalen running. Sometimes that's with off-script plays. It's just the way the game went yesterday. And like I said, there was a couple RPOs that he had really good plays with where there was guys open in the flat that, you know, he has the ability to run those if the guy's not open in the flat. So it's just kind of the way the dictation of the game went yesterday within plays.
We'll go to Rube and then Dave.
Hey, Nick. The last three games, whoever had the big lead early had trouble keeping the lead. Obviously, the Rams game in the last two. Why is it so hard to keep momentum when you have a big lead? And as a coach in game, what steps can you take to try to get the momentum back when you feel like it's going the other way?
Yeah, I think one thing when you see comebacks there, you know, there's some common themes. We talked about this after maybe last week, right? It's offensively, you know, having quick drives, going, you know, three and out. Or offensively turning the ball over. We've had some three and outs. The Rams had some three and outs. If I remember rightly going back, wasn't really any turnovers there by us. And then defensively, you know, it's about letting them, you know, get a get a big play. I think that's always, you know, those things are always going through our mind when we have a lead, but we want to still be, you know, pressing, aggressive, all those different things. You don't really think until late in the fourth, and depending on how much you're up, it depends on when you start doing this in the fourth, of when you start to be in essentially a four-minute mode. That's not in our mindset at all in the third quarter. That's not in our mindset until certain portions of the fourth. There's different reasons, right? I think the one thing yesterday is as the fourth quarter was starting, they were continuing a drive to go down seven, right, in that drive. So, it, you know, not necessarily exactly the same thing, but, you know, there were some of the things. You know, offense had some three and outs that, that put the defense back on the field. So never just one thing. Those are things that we think about in those scenarios, but always trying to stay aggressive till the end to be able to have as big a lead as we possibly can have. Credit to them. They came back and got themselves back in the game.
We'll go to Dave and then Zach.
Hey, Nick, with some of the ups and downs we've seen so far this year, what are the things offensively you think you guys can lean on going forward?
Yeah, I think every game dictates different things, Dave. Like yesterday, you know, we saw opportunity in the pass game to be able to take advantage of a couple things and a couple matchups that we were getting. I think for a majority of the first half and even into the second drive of the or the first drive in the second half, you know, we were having a lot of success with that, you know, throwing for 200 plus yards there and three a little bit over two quarters of work. You know, and then, you know, some other things, you know, that happened that we didn't, you know, we didn't finish out that game. But I think that, you know, every game calls for something different, right? We had some RPOs yesterday that were really good. Sometimes the RPOs aren't going to be good based off how they're doing. We have the players to be able to run and pass, right? That's how we feel. And you want to dictate to the defense what you want to do. But there are times that you also – you know, you can't just force something in there, and you got to take what they give you in the run game and the pass game, no matter what. And so we have a lot of confidence, and we got to build on that. We have to finish a game. We have to play a game all the way through, coaching, playing, everything. And so I think that's something that we have is the ability with the players that we have on this team, the ability to do it multiple ways. And we just got to do it and coach it more consistently.
We'll go to Zach and then Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, Nick. I know how much you enjoy discussing injuries, but do you have any update on Landon's status? And regardless of a firm update or not, he's been laboring through something during the past month, missed time in two games. How do you weigh a player pushing through the injury and giving him time to try to improve?
Yeah, always going to do what we feel is best for the player. You know, if we didn't, you know, and we just made everything selfishly about, you know, ourselves as the team or whatever, you know, that's not good business. So it's always going to be in best interest of the player. I haven't met with the medical staff yet. That's some, you know, obviously a busy day going into a Thursday night game. So we'll have more updates for you, Zach. I know the injury report, Bob Wright, comes out
later on
today. So we'll see where he is there. You know, I just love how Landon always battles, but we always are going to do what's best for the player because their health is more important than any game, always.
We'll go to Bob and then Jeff.
Hey, Nick, when Landon goes down, can one guy impact your ability to run the football? And the other question in addition to that is when you sit down after a game and you're watching, if Saquon has one, I think he had one carry that was a penalty too. If he's got seven calls running the football, do you say to yourself, yeah, we got to do better than that getting the football?
I mean, yeah, you always want to give, like, we want to get AJ touches. We want to get Smitty touches. We want to get Saquon touches. We want to get Dallas touches. Right. And, you know, that's just the flow of – I think that's why you have to look at the big picture of, you know, the body of work that we've had so far as opposed to any in-game scenario. You're doing everything you can do in-game to win. Now, with that being said, of course, we want to get Saquon the ball, but sometimes it's getting him the ball through the pass game. Sometimes it's through the running game, you know, obviously more so through the running game with him because he's a running back. As far, you know, Landon's obviously a phenomenal football player. So, yeah, of course, when you lose a guy like Landon that Landon Dickerson is who he is, right? He's a great football player. So, but we have so much faith and belief in the everybody that's on this 53-man roster, and for that matter, the guys that are also on the practice squad. You know, they have built up reps. You know, Brett has built up reps with us, and Pryor's got built up reps with us. That we have faith in them when they go in, because we've seen it. Fred, you name it. So that, you know, it's not something new. It's the life of doing business in the NFL. And so have a lot of confidence in those guys behind Landon too. But of course we have a ton of confidence in Landon and the things that he can do. So
thanks.
We'll go to Jeff and then Brooks.
Hey, Nick, last night you said that the play calls aren't coming in late. So I'm wondering what can be done to help Jalen Hurts get to the line quick and get the plays off faster so that you're not so deep into the play clock.
I believe I said, Jeff, that there's never just one thing, right? There's play calls could be coming in late. There could be communication errors with – I kind of went through all the different things.
Your first response was no to the direct answer,
all the different things that go into getting up to the line of scrimmage. So, and I believe I also said, hey, it's never just one thing. Throughout the course of the game, we have to practice it better. We have to coach it better. And it always comes down to how you go through it in practice. So, you know, never just one thing. We have to get better at it, though, as coaches and as players.
If I may follow up, this has you guys have consistently been late in the play clocks since Jalen Hurts has been the quarterback. So this has been a kind of like a running theme for the last several years now. So he's the one common denominator. So, you know, what if he's part of the process for a while now, what can be done to help him get the plays off quicker?
Sure. Again, like I said, it takes a lot. It's a lot of different things. Like in this game, this isn't tennis where you can assign the blame to one person. This is football. And there's multiple different things that go into each and every one of these things. So we stress and we will detail out our communication from just like all the things that, you know, from coach to quarterback, then from sideline to huddle. You can ask Aaron Moorhead when we talk to him, he's got a tough job there. And, you know, anytime that transition slow, obviously he gets let known about it. And, same with the players there. Then it's, you know, knowing what to do and through your preparation through the game plan, and then getting up to the line of scrimmage and working that process in practice. Then there's the motion, there's the identifying things. Again, football is the ultimate team game. A lot of things that go into it. So, and I'm never going to assign blame to one party, especially when it's not one party that's responsible. It's a team, and it's a team thing.
We have time for two more, so we'll go to Brooks and then Bo.
Hey, Nick, how did Landon Dickerson's injury affect the approach of running the ball in the second half, if at all? And how has the overall health of the offensive line affected the approach of the run game this season?
I think Bob asked me that similar question right there. And I said, I'll repeat, you know, obviously when you lose a guy like Landon Dickerson, you know, he's a heck of a football player. But we have a lot of faith in the guys behind him. And, you know, you're attacking a defense, you're attacking players, different things like that. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, when you lose a guy at a spot, it affects your plan. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't, and you got to go with what you planned. But we're always thinking what's best interest of the players. And the second part of that question was?
The overall health of the offensive line, if that's affected the approach in terms of running the ball this season?
Yeah, no, I think those guys are battling, you know, gotten some different types of looks that we've kind of discussed, right, with, you know, what we're seeing from defenses. It's always going to come down to us as coaches putting them in positions to succeed, and then the execution from the players. Again, full team, full deal with team. You know, you guys get the injury report every week, so you guys know what's going on there. But you know, got a ton of faith in the guys up front, and they've been really good players for a very long time. And, you know, we're working through getting it to the standard that we all expect. But it takes time, and there's a process to it.
We'll end with Bo here.
Hey, Nick, from a game strategy standpoint, what did you make of Sean Payton going for two, and how did that affect sort of the way that you thought about the final, you know, 7 minutes or so of that game?
Yeah, whether you're tied in that final 7 minutes or down one, you know, doesn't really change. You're going down there in that time to try to score a touchdown. Then you're probably thinking you're going for two off of that, you know, because he pressed the 2 point. But hats off to him. You know, he did something that, you know, you might not see quite often. He's a heck of a football coach. He's been a great coach for a long time. Always been a fan of his. And what he's done in the NFL and everything. But it definitely, might not change your approach of how you go attack, but it may change your approach if you score a touchdown and get to the end of the game right there, and what you do after that touchdown. Obviously, to go up six might not give you anything, but you try to go up seven if you go down there and score in that scenario, which we didn't. But yeah, he did that, and that's where it kind of changes your mindset a little bit.
Thank you.
Thanks for
there
the time,
he is,
Coach.
Nick Sirianni icing out Elliott Shore Parks. We will, I'm sure, get the details on that. I didn't hear one Elliott question. 215-592-9494. Hey, look, if you've been waiting, do not wait to get to Colonial Hyundai, because you might ask, well, why? Is now the right time? It's always the right time to go to Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale, the car czar, the man over at Colonial, has hundreds of brand new Hyundais in stock, not just today, but every day. Brand new Tucson's, brand new Kona's, brand new Palisades. America's best warranty. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Here's the deal. At Colonial, they know it's simple. You may have one issue. Maybe your issue is price. Maybe your issue is financing. Maybe your issue is your trade. They're going to get rid of all of your issues. No stress at Colonial. Guaranteeing you at least $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. The best financing in the business, and the buying process streamlined. So it is fast, easy, better. You're not hanging around there all day waiting to buy the car. Don't wait. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com, or go see them, Route 30 in Downingtown. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Knew Elliott, man.
Yep.
They knew he was
They wanted
up.
No parts of
nope.
it. They heard his questions to AJ after the game yesterday. They knew where he was going.
And free Elliott.
Free Elliott. Hashtag free Elliott.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're a WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What up, Spike?
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
You sound like you're in all business today, Chuck.
It does sound like all business.
No, let me say this, man. You know, I know, people think that I'm just negative now, and that's not me. But I just want to say this, right? I want the Phillies to really win. You know, it's just out of hand. It's out of hand, man. You know what I mean? These guys, listen, I challenge you guys to go to your nearest police district, right? Look to the right of the wall, and you'll find two faces smack dead center. Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber on a missing persons list because they stink. Stink. You hear what I'm saying to you? And all the people out there who love them so much, you know, they're losers. And that's the bottom line. The fact of the matter is this, right? And Bryce Harper, here's the thing about Bryce Harper, right? I've been waiting for Bryce Harper, Harptober. I call it Harptober because this is his time of year. And I was waiting for him to do something on Saturday. And he did nothing. He did one thing. I mean, he showed a pulse. Those other two guys, they flatlined. And you keep believing in this team. Listen, I'm not blaming Topper. I'm not blaming Rob Thompson. Oh, that is Topper. But I'm not blaming the bullpen.
Yep.
I'm not blaming none of those guys. I mean, yeah, because I get them confused. Like, but I'm not blaming none of those guys. Yeah. You know, I'm not blaming the starting pitching. Swanchez pitched good enough to win that ball game. And, you know, I watching the game, my wife, she says to me, that guy in Kyle Schwarber, he has a lot of home runs in the regular season, but he hasn't seen him hit nothing, you know, when it count. And I'm trying to think of a moment when he ever hit something when it count. But everybody loves him and want to compare him to Ryan Howard. I mean, are you sick out of your head? He's nothing like Ryan Howard, so stop comparing him to Ryan Howard. Just stop it. I'm serious, man. You know, I'm fed up with the Phillies. And they get a pacified ride through every playoff. I never heard enough venom at them today. See, about the Eagles, right? The Eagles are going to be fine. They showed me they got tenacity. They can win. They can get up with tough moments. But your Phillies, you know, they get down. They don't have the fortitude, the mental fortitude to fight back. They're a bunch of suburban, corny, mom van riding, you know, kids that got a pacified ride through life. They don't know what it is to go through anything. You know what I mean? They don't have a Teofil Hernandez, who has to walk probably in the Dominican Republic 15 miles to practice. They don't have that on their team. You know what I'm saying? But we got these guys, these choir boys, who don't know how to face adversity, man. And I'm sick of it. I'm getting a pacified ride. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, if they don't show up, Trey Turner ass can be gone. You know what I'm saying? And what's his name? Kyle Schwarber, yeah, I'm not giving you a dime. Not one red cent that Domino's should pay you because you won't do anything when it counts. The Mets series went in the regular season. He went 0-for, okay? And then come against Atlanta when we up 18-0. You want to hit four home runs in a row. Show me something in the clutch. And Bryce Harper, I love you to death, dog. But listen, that Bantam in the bank, it's getting a little old in the tooth, dog. Bellum. It's getting a little old in the tooth. It's time to start to do something new. We can't keep living off the Bantam at the bank, brother. Bring me another moment tonight, please. And as far as the Eagles go, they need to upgrade that right guard position. The Tyler Steen, Ike, that guy gets pushed back like he's just a sled. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just standing there. And Jalen ain't got no way to even step up in the pocket and complete a pass. And I ain't saying Jalen played the best, but this guy didn't have no time in the pocket anymore like he used to. And God bless Landon Dickerson. And then, you know, you got Lane Johnson who's all banged up. I don't know what's going on, man. It's the Twilight Zone right now, and I just hope things get better. You know what I'm saying? But I do know one thing. Jalen, you are a leader amongst men. This is what you're supposed to be. You got the C on your chest, right? So how about this? You go to AJ and you hash it out. See, in life, when things are uncomfortable, right, when you are a leader, you're still supposed to show up. Don't not speak to the guy. That makes things worse. You are the leader and the quarterback of this team, dog. Go talk to this man, please, so we can continue to win. And that's all I got to say, man. I just wanted to rant for a second. And I'm glad you guys let me get this off my chest.
Absolutely. Right, no A plus.
No pushback.
A plus call, Chuck. A plus call.
Let you cook. No
yeah. Letting him cook. He did. Teoscar.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
And Timofino.
Yeah. Timofino.
And, and Bedlam struggled
Badlam.
A little bit.
Bedlam.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
He was hot, though.
You know, I feel like Chuck is saying something when he's talking about suburban guys.
Listen, I faced a lot in my life. Well, had a lot of ups and downs.
Suburban guy, you're saying that's a soft mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
I was chopping some more wood this weekend.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, don't call me soft.
There he goes. 215-592-9494. Brian in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, B?
Nah, man. I just want to follow up, man. Hey, what Chuck said was nail on, but I got to say this, too, though. Like, all day I've been listening to the radio. I've been hearing people calling about A.J. Brown. People sitting here saying, oh, we need to trade him and do this and do that.
Man, shut up, man. The man makes $1 million to play the game that we play as kids for fun, and he loves the game. He loves to win. So he has every right to express himself if he's not getting the ball. And obviously, there is some type of situation going on in the locker room that, you know, he may not come out and say, but he has the right to feel the way he do. He's a high star. He's a five-star caliber player, and he's not playing like a five-star caliber player. And I just feel as though, like, you know, there's got to be some type of situation that's got to be fixed with the offensive coordinator, the playbook. And I agree with the dude Chuck said. Jalen Hurts got to talk to him, man. Have those uncomfortable conversations with your man. Because if
that, but what if AJ won't talk to him, though? Is that an issue?
But it can be an issue. But at the end of the day, you're a grown man. You got to put those feelings to the side sometimes and talk. You got to have those uncomfortable conversations. I just feel as though, like, if you say you love Philly, you love being here, show it. Like, stop with the cryptic tweets and all that. But, like, dude, just we got to figure it out. We got to figure it out. And I just feel as though, like, with the Saquon Barkley getting 6 carries, that's unacceptable. That's so unacceptable. And I just feel as though, like, a part of me is saying, like, the way that the Eagles played is kind of petty. It was like, you guys want us to throw the ball so much. Well, here we go. This is what we do if we throw the ball so much.
Brian, I'm not sure. I don't doubt that there might have been a little bit in there, but we've seen games like this from the Eagles where what happens is the way the defense is playing, they see something that they're able to exploit, and they see something that will make it difficult for them to run the ball. And this happened under Andy sometimes, and then we look at the end of the game and there's barely any runs, and we go back and we say, you should have done something more balanced, but we're not. I agree they should have run the ball more. They're only successful a couple times running it. I think it has to do with whatever the defense is showing them, and then they get into this thing where they keep seeing it and they're not able to do it. I think one thing, and I don't think I've been anti-Jalen today at all, but one thing that happens with when the other team is doing that zone thing is you have to get rid of the ball quicker. And there are reads that are earlier, they are underneath, and he for whatever reason, he for a split second decides not to do it, and it's not there, and that's when we see those scrambles where he's running out of bounds and either he throws it away or he runs a couple of yards short of the sticks. That's what's happening. And I watch other games, and I feel like we are looking for these guys that are running wide open all the time. And in other games, there's not guys running wide open all the time. Sometimes it happens, but it's more about having a step and the ball being there at the exact right time. And I think one thing that Jalen does struggle with is when the defense is doing what they did in the second half, is getting rid of the ball quicker into those guys' hands. I agree with you on the AJ thing. I just don't know what we can say anymore about it. Like, I'm lost on it because we have so few details of whatever is going on. We all agree that he should get the ball more. And I don't know if you agree on this, Brian, but most people agree this shouldn't be a public issue. Most people agree they should figure out what's going on, but it's not new. This issue is at least a year old, maybe even longer. And I just don't know what to say about the AJ Jalen thing anymore. It's there. It is hurting the team clearly, but I don't think. And thank you for the call, Brian. I don't think any of us have any idea what to do or what to even say about it anymore.
Well, maybe the Eagles don't, and that's why they ultimately are going to have to make a decision. Because what if it never goes away?
Right, right. Which is possible, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. We all know who has the problem.
It's AJ.
Like we all know this already. Yeah. So eventually they're going to have to make a decision about that.
Yeah.
This idea. I thought Jalen played an outstanding game yesterday. Wasn't one of his greatest games, but from what I had saw through the first 4 weeks of the season, the offense sputtering. And the passing game basically being non-existent with the exception of the second half of that Rams game, I thought he threw the ball damn well yesterday. I thought a lot of those throws were spot on. They threw the ball down the field. You had some plays come back due to penalties. They played a sloppy game yesterday just from penalties. you know, personal fouls, inopportune penalties. You know, Nick talked about them getting behind the sticks. Yeah, they were a lot of first and 15s and, you know, second and 15s. All that stuff contributes to making it a choppy offense. But what didn't contribute, in my opinion, to making it a choppy offense yesterday was Jalen's play. I thought he played arguably his best game of the season, throwing the football. I do. I know the sacks were there, but hell, all the sacks aren't Jalen's fault. Like sometimes receivers aren't open, and his offensive line isn't doing the greatest job of blocking, so they're getting beat. But I saw explosive plays down the field. I saw, and quite frankly, they made bad plays from a fundamental standpoint that really cost them the game late as to why they couldn't close the game out. That kept Denver in the game.
Penalties,
like, you were winning 17-3, and we never for a second felt threatened by the Broncos for three quarters.
Yeah.
And we felt threatened by the Broncos for three quarters.
And then all of a sudden, we couldn't move the ball, and we couldn't stop them.
Yep.
It was both things. And they you talk about complementary football all the time. Those things build on each other. When we talk about the Eagles have the fourth most three and outs in football, mm-hmm. that hurts the defense.
Yeah.
That it doesn't just prevent us from scoring points. It puts the defense back on the field after they were just on the field. And in a full football game, you know, that has to be part of the reason why at the end of games, other teams are able to drive up and down on us. Part of the reason has to be that we are not sustaining drives the way that we sustained drives last year.
Well, and that fourth quarter goes a lot to the coaching. Like, they don't get off scot-free from this.
No.
Because part of coaching is managing a lead. It's managing a lead. You know, the same way we applauded them for the adjustments they made at halftime in the Rams game. They were down 21-6 or something like that. They were down. And they came back in that game.
It was 29, wasn't it?
I can't remember what it was. 26-7, yeah. Something like that. They were down three scores, and they came out throwing the ball. And everybody talked about halftime adjustments. Who called the plays? Was it Jalen or was it Kevin Petullo? All of that. Well, guess what? You had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you didn't manage the ball game. You didn't manage the game. Running it, I don't care if you can't run. Where's your screen plays at? Where are the draw plays at? Where are some of your naked bootlegs? Things that will keep the clock running and also giving Jalen a run-pass option so that you don't put the ball in harm's way, but you also give yourself a chance to be explosive when need be. Devontae was cooking yesterday. He was cooking yesterday. They couldn't guard him. Couldn't guard him. So, to me, some of this goes on the coaching in the fourth quarter.
Oh, it has to.
Yeah. He didn't manage a lead.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We will continue to ramp up to the Phillies game. So, here's what we have coming up. Donovan McNabb joins us next. And then we start getting you ready for game two tonight at Citizens Bank Park.
All the people are in the building.
Yeah. They are in the building.
They're in the building.
We are in the building at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.